We go through this every week. He must hear her snickering in the background, and she ensures I'm the one who waits on him every time. If she's at the counter when he arrives, she immediately finds something else to do so she can step back and watch me ogle him. It's embarrassingly obvious. Enough of the mysterious hottie. Are you going to put out and fuck Mike or not? You've made him wait like a month? That's a long time in horny college boy time. Plus, you're the oldest virgin on campus, not even our campus, all the campuses. It's not my fault I dated a gay guy for 2 years. I tuck a strand of hair behind my ear and cross my arms across my chest. I'm a little defensive about this. Hello? Earth to delusional. You didn't find it odd you were dating a 20-year-old guy who never tried to stick his dick in you? Everly dumps beans into the industrial-sized grinder and raises a skeptical eyebrow in my direction. I hand her a stack of 1-pound grind-me bags labeled for individual sale and lean against the opposite counter. I thought he respected me, not that he was afraid of vaginas. I tell her, kicking the rubber mat on the floor over an inch. He let me suck him off. I add this in, hoping it's a valid point in my defense. Everly snorts. Yeah, with the lights off. I bite my lip and look away. Oh my God, I was joking. I'm so sorry, Sophie. Shit, seriously, guys love to watch themselves get sucked. But Scott was probably picturing a dude while his dick was in your mouth, so... Oh, fuck, I'm making this worse. Everly drops the coffee bag under the dispenser. Beans scatter across the counter and drop to the floor while she grabs me into a giant hug. Lots of guys would love to fuck you, Sophie. I promise. Like Luke, that guy would love to stick it in you. He's just concerned you're jailbait. But you should start with Mike anyway. Tall, dark, and handsome, looks like he's packing a donkey dick. You've got a really charming way with words, Everly. You should write a book or something. I break out of her hug and grab the broom to sweep the coffee beans off the floor. Anyway, it's a go with Mike, right? Just get it over with. Mike will do. He's hot. I'd fuck him. Everly! I wouldn't do him without a condom, though. Safety first. And tell me you made an appointment with the student clinic. You should always have 2 forms of birth control because I'm not ready to be a grandmother. Everly hops up onto the back counter and watches me sweep. You missed a few to your left. Everly, you're 21 and we're not related. You wouldn't be the grandmother. Whatever, semantics. That's not what semantics means. What are you majoring in again? I glance over as she swipes a muffin from the bakery case and peels the wrapper back. I'm majoring in Professor Camden. She replies around a mouthful of muffin, which is better than this muffin. Jesus, who pays for this crap? Not you, clearly. I observe as she tosses the muffin into the trash. Yes, I have an appointment at the clinic today after shift. I shaved my legs and everything. I pull an elastic from my wrist and gather my long brown hair into a ponytail before bending down to sweep Everly's mess into a dustpan. What about your vagina? Did you shave that? Everly reaches back into the bakery case and extracts a brownie covered in caramel. No, I respond slowly. I don't think the gynecologist will expect me to be bald, right? Holy fuck, this brownie. Now this is good. Orgasmic good. How much are we charging for these things? I'm guessing she doesn't care because she doesn't stop talking or check the shelf tag for a price. Oh my God, do you want a bite? I shake my head no, and she continues. I can't wait for you to have an orgasm. Not a brownie orgasm, a penis orgasm, which you won't have this weekend unless Mike is really, really talented, which he's not old enough to be, trust me. But that fucker better make you come with his tongue or fingers before he sticks it in you, because that is not going to feel great the first time or two. So yeah, Mike might want you bald. I'll hook you up with my girl, Leah. Her waxing skills amaze. She drops the half-eaten brownie on the counter and pulls her cell phone from her pocket while I'm distracted with a customer. By the time I finish making a medium vanilla hazelnut latte and turn back to Everly, she's finished her phone call and gone back to devouring the brownie. You're all set. Thursday. I texted you the address. You're welcome. Everly, I never agreed to get waxed. Don't be a pussy. The gynecologist is more uncomfortable than a waxing. You're gonna love it. Trust me. The friction is so much better during sex. God. She smiles,